dear, wonderful, beautiful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear, wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. And today's recording date is Sunday, November the 2nd, 2014, and I am the Christian ambassador, servant of and to the Rastafari movement for freedom, justice, and equality. The kingdom of God, the queendom of Goddess in heaven, right here, right now on this earth, the kingdom and queendom of Islam, the way to peace through obedience to the spirit, energy, disposition of the universe, which is life and living and existing. This is Allah. This is Allah. Richie Havens singing about freedom, singing about being like a motherless child. But when we understand this science, we will go back into the womb of our original mother. Now, just moving and touching on various scientific themes from that which I have been studying over the last while. I take notes and keep them and see what we can do with them for a later time. And this is the science of being born again. When we understand the science of our original birth, not the birth through our physical mother, not like Nicodemus thought when talking with Jesus, Yahushua, about being born again. Can I go back into the womb of my physical mother? No, Nicodemus, come on, man. You are teaching. You don't know this. You know you can't go back into the womb of your physical mother. But we're talking about our original mother, Mother Holy Spirit, other names, womb of Nonet, other names, Allah, other names, Olah, all type of names to describe that feminine aspect of Yahuwah. And then the Father, Yahuwah again, known by many names, Amun and Allah. And so we want to get to understand the science of our original birth in Habakkuk. We were in Habakkuk for a while. It said, and his brightness was as the light. See, light, the power of light to transform. He had horns coming out of his hand, and there was the hiding of his power. Prophecy concerning one or ones that would have the power to transform. Now, I can't go into all what that chapter is talking about, but looking at the word horns, 7161 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, Keren, let me see if I can hear the official pronunciation. Oh, you know what? I have to say this. I have to say this, sisters and brothers. And his brightness was as the light. He had horns coming out of his hand, and there was the hiding of his power. Talking about that one, that revolutionary that would wake us all up, and we would all have brightness as light and have horns symbolically, which means power coming out of our hand and the hiding of our power. Now, his brightness is 5051 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, and that word is noga. Noga. Now, sisters and brothers, they called us niggers. The slave master called black people niggers. Now, many people, most people turned off by that word, but there were always those among us who wouldn't totally throw the word away. They changed it from nigger to nigga. Now, you can say Okay, Nigeria, it looks like nigger in those two words of Africa. So you can see how something was taken from the original word and now used to denigrate. My earthly father never would give up the word. And we began to talk about how you were only called a nigger when you got out of your place and began to rebel and run away and rebel against the slave master. So then they said, nigger, get back in your place. When you were in your place, more than likely you wouldn't be called nigger. But now, looking at Niger, you can see nigger in Niger. That's pronounced Niger or Niger in Africa. Nigeria or Nigeria probably in Africa. Then there were other sisters and brothers who say, okay, we won't say nigger, we'll say nigga, and they take the word and say N-I-G-G-A-H or N-I-G-G-A. Then there were scholars like Dr. Phil Valentine, black African scholars, this light-skinned brother, black man from the Caribbean, he began to say, you know what, we can trace the word nigga to African royalty. I said, wow, now I know he knows what he's talking about, but I'm not going to say anything yet. I'm going to continue to do my research. And I began to see words having to do with light, more than one word having to do with light in the African Hebrew lexicon. But one of the words is noga, which is feminine, which means brightness. So we see light coming through the feminine, noga. If you take the O, change it to an I, you get nigga. Noga is the word in the African Hebrew language. Let's hear the pronunciation.
Page 5051. Noga.
Noga. Noga. When you look at it in the English in your mind, you might say noga. He said noga. When you check the etymological root of that word, you get another one, which is a verb pronounced this way.
Strong's H, 5050. Nagah. Nagah.
Nagah. Nagah. And if you say in the English, you say, I'm an English-speaking person, that word looks like naga. 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 Nigga. Naga. Nigga. Now, naga in the African Hebrew language is a verb, and it means to shine, to enlighten, to cause to shine. So these Europeans took our words from Africa, African Hebrew, African, West African, Niger, Nigeria, and they used the word for denigration, but we're tracing the word back to the origins to see the root and the reality. And we say naga is light and to shine, to enlighten. And so I am nagaing you. I am enlightening you and enlightening myself. And when you go back to the feminine, noga is brightness. So the verb is to shine, and the actual brightness coming from the shine is feminine. And then I said, oh man, I'm so thankful for the Rastafari sisters and brothers, because they taught me some Amharic. Amharic, a mother father language of Hebrew and Aramaic. Amos 9 and 7. The children of Israel are from Ethiopia, from Africa, Ethiopia. These are Ethiopian people. The Africans in Kemet, Egypt, and the African Hebrews are one people from Ethiopia. But do you know that the title of Haile Selassie and many of the kings, especially Haile Selassie, was Negusa Nagast? Now, when you take Negusa, N-E-G-U-S-A, that's king. And then the plural of that word is Nagast. N-A-G-A-S-T, Nagast. You take off the ST, you get Naga, and King of Kings. And you get the idea of light and brightness and glory, because the king was supposed to be high intelligent with the power and knowledge and wisdom of the Almighty to raise up a people to become kings and queens in their own right, gods and goddesses in their own right. So the king and the crown and glory and brightness and light, representing that light and glory and brightness within all of us. Negusa Nagast. Naga, Naga, Nagast, Noga, Nagast, Naga. So we see the roots of this word, that they perverted the meaning. They said nigger to denigrate, but the brothers and sisters said nega. We see Niger, Nigeria, and we see now Noga and Naga, and we can see the roots of the word Nogusa Nagast, and we can see that when we understand this science of light and darkness, and understand that the dark energy, dark matter, water, melanin of the universe, the waters of noon, is the power behind the golden sun shining the white light into seven colors of the rainbow. And then we see when we get to the word horn. The word horn in this chapter of 3, verse 4 of Habakkuk. The word horns, 7161, is pronounced this way. The internet is acting up. Hold it now. Bear with me, sisters and brothers. Let's see. Okay. Let's see if we can get this pronunciation. Come on, act right, internet.
Strong's H, 7161. Keren. Keren.
Keren is a feminine noun. It is defined as horns, the horn of a musical instrument, the horn as a container for oil, having to do with strength. Horn as in rays of light. See, these Africans are scientists, and they say, okay, the rays of light remind us of horns. And so we're looking at light, we're looking at brightness, and we understand the science of darkness to light, because there's no light without darkness. The light shines out of darkness. The Almighty commands light. If you check the New Testament, I think it was Corinthians somewhere, Paul's writings, the Almighty commands light to shine out of the darkness. So the darkness is the cause of the light. Seven rays, seven colors in the rainbow. In between the seven colors, dark matter, dark energy, the waters of noon. Darkness is the cause of light. Darkness has given birth to light. And hills are seen as horns. But now when you go to the etymological root of this word, Karen, you get this word.
Strong's H, 7160. Karan. Karan.
Now this word reminds...
Second entry. Karan. Karan.
This word Karan. Karan. This is an African Hebrew word. Remember, African Hebrew is the mother, father language of the African Arabic. Karan reminds me of Quran. Quran. To shine is the definition. To shine, to send out rays, to display or grow horns or be horned, and the horns connected to light, and light seen as horns, and light seen as power and strength. So your religious texts are to be used to give light and give spiritual, mental, and moral strength so that we may be born again, so that we may be the gods and the goddesses that the Almighty has called us to be, so that we may liberate the human family from slavery, exploitation, colonialism, etc., by the using of the light and the using of the darkness. Darkness is not evil. Darkness is the birth reality of all things. The reality and power and work of birth takes place in the darkness, hidden unseen from the physical eye. Then the womb takes that which was hidden in the darkness, reveals into the light. So the relationship of light to darkness and darkness to light. Then we get to the book of Job. And this was so interesting. We went to Job, and Job began to teach us the truth of this science of being born again. Let me see now. Let me type in the word womb in my blueletterbible.org, which houses the Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. You can research all of these words for yourselves. Verse 21, chapter 1 of the book of Job, and Job talking, and said, "Naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." We know that the Lord is Father, Mother, King, Queen. Now, we want to understand, what are you talking about, Job? You came from your mother's womb, and you're going back? Is it your physical mother? No. This womb is not our physical mother. This womb is defined as Sheol. Let me hit this word, 990, on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. Let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's H990. Beten. Beten.
Beten, the belly, the womb, the body, the abdomen, the seat of hunger, and the seat of your mental faculties. Then depth of Sheol. Now, this is talking about not our physical mother, but the mother from whence we all came. All and everything and everyone came, that we're going back to. What is that? Well, when you check the word Sheol in the Jewish encyclopedia, we learn about Sheol, the lowest part of Hades. Now, this is so interesting, because normally we think of Hades as hell, and this word is feminine. We think of Hades as hell and fire and brimstone and death, hell, and destruction. But just listen to the science, sisters and brothers. These waters of noon that we have been speaking of are a plasma fire type of water that gave birth to fire light. And that fire light is the power that transformed those original hydrogen fire plasma quartz type of waters into the mass matter material universe that we have today. Those original waters from whence we all come are a fiery type of water. And so what you have is this Hades, this Sheol, having two dispositions, one for the righteous and one for the wicked. If you read all of the information in your Jewish encyclopedia, I'm going to try to remember to put that link in my summary page. But when you check the information in the Jewish encyclopedia, you see that the righteous return to the waters of noon, called Sheol and Hades, and we have order and peace. The wicked return and they have torment. Why? Because the spirit energy soul consciousness in the wicked ruling class was used for wickedness. And so the waters of noon reclaim that energy, reclaim that spirit, that disposition, that soul, that consciousness, reclaim that and burn out that which is adverse to the original spirit energy disposition of the universe. Our manufactured self is to be burned away and tormented. But our original self, which is the self of the Almighty, experiences peace, order, and tranquility. But we want to learn about that reality on this side of exiting our physical structure. So we yet live in the waters of noon, here and now. And our consciousness is yet tied to the waters of noon, the womb of Narnet, here and now. And when we do good, when we do righteous, when we love one another, treat one another with love, honor, dignity, and respect, when we are born again into that original consciousness of truth, justice, righteousness, freedom, justice, equality, health, wealth, prosperity, peace, love, and tranquility, we experience that reality. But when we deviate from the consciousness of the universe in this time, we are tormented. And if there is no torment, then there is absolutely no life within that individual. It would seem. It would seem. But if you have a consciousness, if your consciousness is yet some way tied to the consciousness of the universe, and we hurt one another, destroy one another, hate one another, pick up a gun, shoot, kill one another, go to some foreign country, nation, and kill and shoot a whole bunch of people because they don't look like us, sound like us, express culture in our way, express politics, political ideology, religious ideology in our way, and we feel justified to take up a gun, take up some instrument from the universe now being misused for an instrument of death, take up some instrument and cut the life from another individual. No, that's against the spirit energy disposition of the universe, and we must come back to the spirit energy disposition of the universe and be born again into that original consciousness so that here and later we experience peace and tranquility and order and not hatred, enmity, animosity, disorder, and chaos. All of these experiences, we have it right here and now in the waters of noon. We want to be born again, the science of being born again. Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.